Let's turn our attention to some news in TV. Wild Earth, which is channel 183 on the DSTV bouquet, has confirmed that it will pull its channel from the pay TV broadcaster, saying that the decision is due to a lack of support from MultiChoice. Andre Crawford Brandt, who is the chair at Wild Earth, said the channel, which airs its content, plays an important role in education, conservation and tourism. Some of the channel's fans have now launched a petition and a fundraising campaign in response to that announcement. And to tell us more about this particular matter, we are joined by Andre Crawford Brandt, who is the chair at Wild Earth. Andre, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good. Thank you very much for having me. Pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you for your time. So tell us about the developments or the events that led to the announcement that Wild Earth would no longer be airing on DSTV.
So that was a very difficult decision for us to take. For the last year, I'll go back a second. We've been on air on DSTV channel 183 for just over 3 years. About a year ago, the deal we originally did was that we wouldn't be paid. They would give us the channel space. We would sell advertising, and you know, and we obviously had to pay the broadcast fee. So we actually had to pay in to be on the channel. And a lot of people don't realize that. But if you're a subscriber to DSTV, you pay your monthly subscriptions. You get to watch hopefully enjoyable content, and the content providers, of which we were one, you know, received no compensation whatsoever. Obviously, that was unsustainable for us. And a year ago, I started engaging with MultiChoice to say, come on, guys, we produce more local content than anyone else. We've built a large and passionate audience. We were a huge lifeline to many throughout COVID. You know, we need to start to get, we need to get paid. And obviously, look, the media business has been challenged over that period, but it's been a dance for over a year with lots of unfulfilled promises, lots of suggestion that things would happen and change. And ultimately, you know, these guys just wanted us to continue kicking the can down the road. And you know, that just wasn't an option for us. So we made the very difficult decision a couple of weeks ago to come off MultiChoice or to come off DSTV. And, you know, that's created an outcry. A number of petitions have been launched by DSTV viewers. The largest one, you know, in total is about 16,000 signatures now. And I think the most disappointing part is the fact that, you know, we represent everything good about this country: tourism, education, conservation. You know, it's educational. It's a lifeline, this program, for so many people with mental health or loneliness issues, and it's their escape into nature. And, you know, in the UK, if you get a petition that gets more than 10,000 signatures, you know, the government is obliged to respond. In this case, MultiChoice has just decided to put their head in the sand.
And so, in terms of, for instance, the petition that has now been started, that's now had, you know, thousands of signatures, what is the demand from the fans of the channel? What are you, as the chair of the channel, hoping to get from MultiChoice? Is there still appetite to be on the platform, but under very different circumstances, so not with the same agreement that, well, ultimately led to making the decision to leave the channel?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. The, you know, we unfortunately, you know, need to have a sustainable business model. You know, for that part, we ultimately need to be paid. You know, MultiChoice, you know, is an amazing company, and it's kind of like Wild Earth has been a pioneer in broadcasting. And, you know, they make these statements about unwavering commitment to local content, and they're increasing their budget. And, you know, the irony is that African content comes from Africa. So, you know, MultiChoice spend, you know, their budget in dollars buying African content from the Americans. And we just feel that's grossly unfair. And what this, I think, whole thing has done is shone a huge light on, one, the size of the audience that we have and their passion, how strongly people in Africa feel about African content and feel about, you know, the live interactive shows that we do. And the last thing we would like to do is come off DSTV, but we feel that MultiChoice has given us zero option. So, you know, they've adopted a head-in-the-sand approach. We think that's wrong. Ultimately, your viewers, and we've done all the analysis on social media now, the 40,000-odd posts, 8,000 are alluding to people cancelling their subscriptions. You know, we think there would be a lose for MultiChoice and a lose for Wild Earth. you know, we're both proudly, you know, South African companies, and, you know, our missions on paper are perfectly aligned. So, you know, there's never been a time where our human need for nature connection has been more eroded or more important. And, you know, there's so many challenges going on in this country at the moment. You would hope and think that the things that we, you know, we all aspire to and can agree on are things that, you know, we should be looking to preserve and save. So I did write an open letter to the viewers. My hope is that we would find some level of engagement from MultiChoice, but being paid zero, you know, for something that is hugely popular, kind of, and you know, feels to be well out of whack with everything that MultiChoice says. And unfortunately, they've just not come to the party thus far.
Yeah. And I was reading something saying, you know, that the standoff, the Wild Earth versus MultiChoice standoff, is not just a quest for compensation. It's, you know, so it's broader than that. It's also about the importance of local content, which we know is crucial, but also in some instances being pushed out by cheaper international content.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say the international content is cheap. I mean, I think what ultimately happens, Googs, is, you know, African content, as I said, has to be produced or is made in Africa. It comes from Africa. The animals, our heritage, our beautiful, you know, nature reserves, etc., are all African. Effectively, what happens is, you know, you get these big crews that either fly in, or the Americans who arrive here, the big media giants, they purchase this content, they take it offshore, they repackage it, and they end up selling it back to MultiChoice in dollars, which to us makes zero economic sense, although, you know, we don't claim to compete with National Geographic or Nat Geo Wild or the Discovery Channel. You know, what we have discovered in this whole process and all the numerous surveys we've done around our viewership is that, you know, people are looking for something authentic. Live is a different platform. You know, it's real, it's unscripted. And whilst it's certainly more challenging to do, but, you know, we do represent everything that MultiChoice claims to represent, and ultimately we see this as a partnership that, you know, with our missions being perfectly aligned. So, you know, so something has been lost in translation here, and I think that both what the viewers are requesting in terms of the petition and MultiChoice's stated objective, whilst, you know, there are, as you'll be aware, there's a bid for MultiChoice from Canal Plus, a big French media company at the minute. It just feels as if management's eye is somewhat distracted, and they're not actually focused on their viewers and what their viewers want locally. And having just increased prices, you know, when you read the comments across the numerous petitions, people are particularly unhappy with them, and, you know, they need to pay attention to that in our view.
Andre, thank you very much for making time for us this morning. We appreciate you joining us on the show.
Always a pleasure, Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. That's Andre Crawford-Brunt. He is the chair at Wild Earth.